Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. My daddy served in World War II, a pilot, a Navy man. He had his orders, though engaged to Mom, and his assignment was Japan. We all have loved ones, family or friends, who also served us well, and those who had to fight overseas will tell you that war is hell. Some paid an illness or tragedy there, and all made some sacrifice. Some came home and some never did, for they paid the ultimate price. My dad was a veteran for 70 years, and my mom stood right by his side. I thought he was invincible. But like all the others, he died. The honor guard stood straight and tall at Daddy's funeral that day. Their tears fell silently for their brotherhood. No words they had to say. One of their own was going home and finally was laid to rest. A tribute and honor was given that day, and all of us were blessed. Yes, family and friends with 1,000 memories all were then gathered near. And my mom took her place and tried to smile, though wiping away a tear. Soldiers came to the front and saluted, the casket draped in red, white, and blue. You've probably been to a funeral like this, and you know what you have to do. The preacher shared my daddy's life from the time he was a kid, but he wasn't the preacher's daddy, and he didn't love him like I did. I sat by my 90-year-old mama, and I held her frail little hand, and I thought of their wartime wedding as she polished that little gold band. They were married for 70 years plus, and each had kept their word, and they knew they would be reunited again, as Christ was indeed their Lord. United in faith so long ago, and faithful until the end, Christ was the reason our family was blessed, and we all would see Daddy again. Then suddenly, in unison, the firing began with a 21-gun salute, and all of us flinched but sat perfectly still and silent as all were mute. And then men came forward and did what they must do as they lowered him into the ground. Only the sound of a sniffle or two, until taps began to sound. There wasn't a dry eye in the place that day as my mama let out a faint cry. Then bravely and proudly, she sat erect. As a soldier approached, she knew why. Precisely folded one last time, the flag now placed in her hands, and trying to hold the tears back again, we all could understand. "Ma'am, please accept this flag," said the soldier, as a symbol of our appreciation. And with quivering lip, the young man continued, "For your loved one's service to our nation." As the final prayer was spoken, Dad was lowered in the ground. Two soldiers offer a final salute as our hearts began to pound. And those of you who have lived such a scene indeed also know our deep grief. But I pray that, like us, you will also have an everlasting belief that our greatest soldier died on the cross, that all of us might live, and his Father gave his only Son the greatest gift he could give. So on Veterans Day, as you give thanks for the soldier who meant most to you, pray for the ones who still serve us, and thank a veteran or two. Salute the soldier you see each day, no matter where they've been. and those who have already done their time and would do it all over again. And please pray for our country, as lost as she seems, for our veterans deserve the respect. And love on them, and hug on them, and thank them again. Hug their neck, for they stuck that neck out to fight for you. And we don't know all the places they've been. But God bless them for serving and risking it all. And may God bless America again. You know, I remember that day as if it were yesterday, even though it's been 7 years now. And I know that most of you remember when your favorite serviceman or woman was also laid to rest, or maybe they are still serving. And every time they come home, you just want to hug them and tell them how much you appreciate them. Most small towns and large cities are having some kind of a service on Veterans Day this year and every year. And I, of course, will be going with my husband as we celebrate my daddy, his daddy, who also served in World War II in the Navy, his brother, Rick, who is a lieutenant colonel in the Army today, still. And we also celebrate our nieces, nephews, uncles, all of those, and friends and family who also served, and many still do. I know that things are not right in America. I know we could all give a list of 1,000 things we'd like to change. But there is one way that we can change, and we can't change the world. We can only change people around us, our circumstances, how we feel, and what we do, one person, one child at a time. And we must pray for God to come back into the schools, the streets, and to love as we once knew, because He died for all, including me and for you. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, let this be the best gift you can give to yourself or your favorite veteran this year. God bless you, my friends. I'm Dr. Pepper, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.